愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you.
今天我们来看出埃及记的十四章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记的十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
13节跟14节，请。
We will read verses 13 and 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians, whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever." Verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace."
这一段圣经是摩西对以色列百姓说的。
These are words Moses spoke to the people of Israel.
是在红海旁边所说的。
He spoke these words beside the Red Sea.
我们最近读到出埃及记。
We have recently been reading the book of Exodus.
出埃及记其实从新约圣经来看，就是我们信仰的一个旅程。
And in the perspective of the New Testament, Exodus is the journey of our faith.
所以现在在红海旁边，跨过了红海，在哥林多前书第十章就是受洗。
And so this point where they are by the Red Sea, passing or crossing the Red Sea, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, represents baptism.
那受洗就归了摩西。
And they are baptized into Moses.
没有跨过红海以前是属法老的。
Before they crossed the Red Sea, they belonged to Pharaoh.
那跨过红海是属摩西。
And once they crossed the Red Sea, they belonged to Moses.
那个摩西就是代表主耶稣。
Moses represents the Lord Jesus.
所以红海是一个分界线。
So the Red Sea is a boundary or a line of division.
所以我们受洗是人生的一个分界线。
And so our baptism also is a line of division.
没有受洗以前圣经说我们是属魔鬼的。
Before we are baptized, we belong to Satan.
然后受洗以后罪得赦免，我们是属神的。
After we are baptized, our sins are washed away. We belong to Christ.
但是在出埃及记十四章，我们看到他们在红海边边遇到一个很大的困难。
But here in the book of Exodus chapter 14, we see that as they stood by the Red Sea, they encountered trouble.
什么困难？
What was this difficulty?
如果看十四章的第二节。
If we turn to chapter 14, verse 2,
最后说他们在靠海边安营。
They were camped before the sea or by the sea.
然后到了第九节。
And then when we read verse 9,
说埃及人追上了，最后一句话，在他们安营的地方追上。
It says that the Egyptians pursued and overtook them camping.
所以以色列百姓前面有红海跨不过，后面有埃及的追兵，没有退路。
And so at this point, the Red Sea was before them, which they could not cross, and the Egyptians were right behind them.
这真的是一个很大的危机呀。
This was indeed a very serious crisis.
但是危机就是信仰的转机。
But crisis becomes the turning point for faith.
所以在这里摩西就跟他们讲神必为你们征战。
And so Moses says that the Lord will fight for you.
这一句话是在还没有跨过红海以前讲的。
He spoke these words before they crossed the Red Sea.
那后来摩西要死以前写的这个生命记。
And before he passed away, Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy.
这句话重复好几次，神必为你们征战。
And these very words, the Lord will fight for you, he repeated many times in that book.
那这句话就一直延续到约书亚记。
These words appear again in the book of Joshua.
啊，所以约书亚要死以前也在讲神已经为你们征战。
And so right before Joshua passed away, he also said, the Lord fought for you.
哦，所以从出埃及开始，再走旷野路，再进到迦南地，啊，再攻占迦南，啊，神必为你们征战，这是一贯的一个，啊，事实。
So this is a reality that continues throughout their progress from crossing the Red Sea through the wilderness and entering into Canaan and battling the Canaanites. The Lord will fight for them.
哦，所以神必为你征战，第一个就代表前面的路程是有征战的。
So the fact that he spoke these words before they crossed means that they would face battles.
哦，但是你不要怕。
But they need not be afraid.
哦，因为神要为你们征战。
Because the Lord will fight for you.
啊，如果神为我们征战，有哪个敌人不能够打败呢？
If God fights for us, is there any enemy we cannot overcome?
啊，如果神没有为我们征战，
If God does not fight for us,
有哪一个敌人我们能够打得败呢？
Then, what enemy can we defeat?
啊，所以这个旅程啊，神为我们征战，这个是能够走完旅程啊的一个最关键的地方。
So this is essential. This is critical that for them to be able to complete their journey, God would fight for them.
啊，因此我们今天信仰的旅程遇到每一个困难啊，神与我们同在，神为我们征战。这个是我们信仰生活能够继续走下去的一个原因。
In the same way, today, in our journey of faith, that we can continue forward depends on the Lord fighting for us and the Lord abiding with us.
好，那我们现在就从14章来看呢，面对这一件事情，有两个层面来看。
And so,We will study today two aspects in chapter 14.
啊，第一件事情就是怎么解决目前这个困难。
The first is how to resolve the hardship they were facing.
哦，那第二件事情就是去明白啊，为什么神允许这个事情发生。
And the second aspect is to understand why God allowed such a situation to happen.
好，所以我们每一个人的一生啊，啊，我们所遇到的事情也是可以从两方面来看。
And so today in our lives, we can also see the things that take place from these two angles.
啊，第一个问题就是啊，神，我要怎么解决我目前的困难？
The first is, how do I address the problem that I face?
哦，那第二个啊，就是要明白啊，这一件事情为什么会变成这样，为什么会发生。
And the second is to understand why is it that this problem should occur?
哦，啊，比方说我们现在有疫情的发生。
For example, right now we are facing this pandemic.
哦，我们大家啊，最希望就是这个赶快过去，我们能够生活恢复困正常。
And we all sincerely hope that this will go away so that we can return to our normal lives.
啊，我们为这件事情来祷告。
And so we pray for this matter.
啊，但是还有一件事情一样重要。
But there is another thing that is just as important.
神为什么允许这个疫情发生？
Why did God allow this pandemic to occur?
哦，那如果我们了解第二个层面，哦，就可以帮助我们要怎么来面对第一个层面。
And so if we can understand this second aspect, it will help us to face the first.
哦，神允许这个疫情发生，一定有神的原因，神的目的。
God must have a reason and a purpose for allowing this pandemic to occur.
哦，那如果我们了解神的原因、神的目的，那我们自己去调整。
And if we can understand His purpose, then we can adjust ourselves.
那这个疫情过去，我们每一个人都得到益处。
And after the pandemic is over, we will all have gained benefit.
啊，那这是一个有信仰的人跟没有信仰的人所不同的地方。
And this is the difference between those who have faith and those who do not.
有信仰的人，苦难是可以解释的。
Those who have faith can understand or explain the reason behind a problem.
啊，如果我们真的是爱神啊，到最后我们看到对我们是有益处的。
And if we truly love God, then ultimately we will see that everything has a good purpose.
好，那我们先从为什么啊会到这个地方来？
And so again, we will ask, why did they reach this particular situation?
为什么这个事情会这样发生？
Why would this event occur?
啊，如果我们用一句话来说明，就是神把他们带到这里来。
There is one explanation. God brought them there.
啊，所以啊，我们看十四章的第二节。
So let us read chapter 14, verse 2.
啊，请。
Verse 2, speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea.
啊，所以神要以色列百姓在海边安营，这个是神要他们做的。
God wanted them to camp by the sea.
啊，那为什么神要叫他们在这里安营？
And why did God want them to camp there?
好，那我们现在就从十三章啊，出埃及记的十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
啊，十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 17.
十八节。
And 18.
啊，请。
Verse 17. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. 18. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt.
我们每一个人啊，常常要找一个捷径啊，可以马上达到我们要到的目的。
We often want to find the quickest or shortest way to reach our destination.
哦，所以十七节啊。腓力士的路是比较近，很容易就可以走到迦南地。
And so in verse 17 it says that the way through the land of the Philistines was the nearest or easiest way.
啊，那到了十八节哈，神带百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。
But God took the people around by a detour through the wilderness.
啊，所以神刻意的带领他们走比较长的路。
God intentionally brought them around through a longer way.
哦，那神的意念呢，高过人的意念。
And His ways are higher than our ways.
哦，我们都是说马上达到目的就好了。
We all want to find the quickest way to reach our destination.
啊，对神来讲哈，达到目的很好，但是啊，如果走远一点的路，对他们更有帮助。
But in God's perspective, it is good for them to reach their destination. But if it needs to go through a longer way for their benefit, then that is the way.
为什么
？Why？
十七节的最后一句
，Verse 17
说：“恐怕我的百姓遇见打仗，就后悔回埃及去了。”
In verse 17, God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.
啊，埃及是他们做奴隶的地方。
The land of Egypt was a land of slavery.
埃及是他们做啊 是被法老控制的地方。
The land of Egypt was where they were under Pharaoh's control.
是受苦没有希望的地方。
They suffered and did not have any hope.
那神要带领他们到流奶与蜜之地。
But God wanted to bring them to the land of milk and honey.
到一个甜美跟丰盛的地方。
To a very bountiful and beautiful land.
在那里可以拜独一的真神，在那里可以蒙福。
So that they could worship the one true God in that land and be blessed.
但是从埃及走到迦南地，这一段路程就是一个操练。
But this journey from Egypt into the land of Canaan was going to be one that trained them.
因为迦南地有七族。
Because there were seven tribes in Canaan.
这个七族都很强悍的，不好征服。
And they were all very strong tribes that were not easy to defeat.
所以要靠着神打战，把他们赶走了，他们才能够占领迦南地。
They needed to rely on the strength of God to defeat these Canaanites so that they could possess the land and live there.
所以为着达到最后的目的，能够占领迦南地所以他们要走远一点路来操练打战。
So in order to accomplish this final goal, they had to undergo this journey through the wilderness.
什么叫做成功的人生？
What is a victorious life?
如果我们用最简单的定义，就是达到目的，就是成功。
The easiest answer is one that reaches its destination.
那我们的目的有时候是我们自己设定的。
And sometimes that purpose or that goal is one we set for ourselves.
所以达到我们自己的目的，我们觉得我一生是成功的。
If we feel that we have accomplished our goal, then we feel that our life is successful.
那有的我们的目的是别人设的。
For other people, their goals may have been set by others.
所以他达到那个目的，别人就觉得他成功了。
And so when they accomplish that goal, other people feel that they are successful.
所以在社会上都有一个标准来认定什么样的人叫做成功。
In society, there are certain standards that are established by which we judge whether or not a person is successful.
所以我们还没有信主以前，我们也很在意社会上人怎么去定义成功。那有的人甚至说，我能够被看作成功，我就能够荣耀神。
And so before we belong to Christ, then we may think that a successful life is accomplishing those goals. And if we accomplish our goal, then we will even think that we have brought glory to God.
但是那个目的还有一个就是神定的。
But there is another kind of goal, and it is the goal that God has set for us.
所以成功就是达到神为我们预定的目的。
And so true success is accomplishing the goal that God has set for us.
那这个成功是永久的。
And this success then is everlasting.
所以离开埃及要进到迦南，得到迦南，这个是神为他们定的一个目标。
To leave Egypt behind and to possess the land of Canaan was the goal God had set for his people.
那为着达到这个目标，走远一点路，要让他们操练，有力量来进到迦南，来面对征战，得胜，占领那块地。
And in order for them to accomplish this goal, the will of God was to bring them through the wilderness, to train them so that they would be strengthened and be able to conquer the land.
所以我们信主以后，我们如果活越久，你会发现并不一定是一帆风顺。
And so the longer that we are believers, we may find that it is not an easy road.
那为什么神很爱我们，不让我们一帆风顺呢？
And so why is it that God, who loves us very much, does not allow our way to prosper Always.
因为神要让我们在走远一点的路当中一直去操练我们有属灵的成熟能够坚持信仰到底达到最后的目的。
Because sometimes God wants to lead us by a longer detour so that we can become trained and spiritually mature and we can then finally reach our goal.
因为如果信仰没有经过操练有时候我们的信心非常的软弱。
If we have not been trained spiritually, then our faith can be very weak.
有时候遇到困难，遇到挫折，我们就回埃及了，我们就退回到世界上人的想法、生活方式。
When we encounter challenges or hardships, then we may change our minds and want to return back to Egypt and return back to the world.
那圣经里面讲神的国那个公义、平安、喜乐我们就很难去体会得到。
And then it will be very difficult for us to experience the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of God's righteousness, peace, and joy.
因为很可能我们的心态已经回埃及了。
Because our hearts may have turned back to Egypt.
有什么好吃的东西、酒肉有什么好的享受，那我一生就满足了。
We may be satisfied by the good food, the wine, and the meat.
因为如果要真的我们的内心有神的国实现那种平安喜乐需要打仗的。
If we really want to obtain the true peace and joy of the kingdom of God, we need to fight the battle.
也把神所不喜欢的事情跟神为敌在我们心里面的，包括我们自己的理想观念，要把它。
We need to abolish all of the things that do not belong to God or are not according to God's way, including perhaps our own ideals.
那是不简单的。
This is not an easy thing.
因为我们活在这个世界。
Because we live within the world.
要不受世界的同化，要胜过这个世界，这个是不简单。
It is not easy.Not to be conformed by the world or by its values.
所以神在生活当中一直在操练我们。
And so God in our lives continues to train us.
从外面发生的事情一直绕到最后就是要攻占我们的内心。
Through these external circumstances all the way into our hearts, into our inner minds, he trains us.
因为有时候我们的心这魔鬼有设下各样的计谋，各样拦阻人认识神的事情。
Because sometimes Satan has put all kinds of obstacles and deceits within our heart that separate us from God.
要靠着神打战，把这个拿掉神就充满在我们里面，那我们的生活就在地如天。
We need to rely on God in order to abolish these things and remove them.So that we can be with God, and our lives will be like heaven on earth.
所以我们面对问题，第一件事情就是希望能够看得清楚神为什么让这个事情发生。
So when we encounter a situation, the first thing that we must ask is, why did God allow this to occur?
神要我学什么？
What is it that God wants me to learn?
那第二件事情就是，那这个事情本身要怎么去解决
？The second question is, how do I resolve this situation?
如果我们回到出埃及记的十四章
，If we turn back to Exodus chapter 14,
我们刚刚读的从我们现在来读十一节一直到十二节。
We will read verses 11 and 12. Verse 11. Then they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Verse 12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians?For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
我们仔细看，在红海旁边，面对埃及的追兵，摩西的反应跟以色列百姓的反应非常不同。
We can see that the reaction of the people and that of Moses to the situation as they were beside the Red Sea with the Egyptians behind them was very different.
那个不同的反应就是代表他们灵性的不同。
And the different reaction demonstrates the difference in their spirituality.
啊，所以，我们遇到事情怎么回应，这个就是代表我们的灵性是怎么样。
Our reaction to a situation represents or demonstrates our spirituality.
啊，好，那我们就看这个以色列百姓，他们遇到这个事情，他们讲什么话。
And so, what did the people actually say?
如果我们从第四节看，他看见埃及人就甚惧怕，充满着害怕。
We can see that when they saw the Egyptians, they were very afraid.
然后从十一节开始就是讲很多害怕的话。
And in verse 11 and 12, they spoke words out of fear.
然后甚至说我们服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
They even said that it was better for them to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.
这是埋怨的话，这是没有信心的话，这是不能够讨神喜欢的话。
These are words of complaint, words that have no faith, and words that cannot please God.
所以第十节最后虽然他们也向神哀求，但是因为他们的心对神没有信心，充满着埋怨，甚至要回埃及，所以他的哀求就没有什么功效。
So even though in verse 10 they cried out to the Lord, verses 11 and 12 show that their words were full of complaint and that they had no faith. Therefore, the words that they spoke had no effect.
所以圣经里面才说我们要先审查自己再归向神。
So the Bible tells us that we must daily examine ourselves.
再归向神。
And turn back to God.
这个归向神就是祷告，就是呼求神。
Turning back to God is by crying out to Him through prayer.
所以我们遇到困难的时候要向神呼求，我们要先反省自己。
When we encounter hardship, and we cry out to the Lord, we must first examine ourselves.
如果我们讲的话是没有信心，我们的信心是，我们心里面充满着没有信心，甚至对神有怨言，我们的祷告就不容易发生功效。
If our hearts have no faith and are full of complaint, then the prayers that we make will not be effective.
所以希伯来书里面讲我们不但信有神，而且要信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
So the book of Hebrews tells us that we not only believe that God is, but that He gives to those who ask of Him.
好，那在这件事情上，我们看摩西是怎么去回应的。
So how did Moses react to the situation?
如果我们看十三节。
Let us read verse 13.
摩西说，不要惧怕，只管站住。
Moses said, do not be afraid, stand still.
为什么？
Why?
要看今天神向你们所要行的救恩。
To see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today.
所以摩西对神有信心了。
Moses had faith in God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们所走的路是神带领他们出来的。
Because this road that they were taking was one that God had led them on.
所以甚至现在在海边安营，这个也是神带领他们来。
Even now, the place where they were before the Red Sea was the place that God had led them to.
那神不会带领一条路啊，他自己的名受到羞辱。
God would not guide them to a place where His name would be dishonored.
啊，神所带领的路到最后是要让他自己的名得到荣耀。
The road which God leads His people on is reaches place where He and His name will be honored.
啊，这是神在做事情最后的一个目标，也是最大的一个原则，让他自己得到荣耀。
This is ultimately the goal and the underlying principle behind what God does, that His name will be glorified.
哦，所以告诉他们不要害怕。
And so Moses told them not to be afraid.
哦，我们在遇到困难的时候，如果害怕，我们的力量就会微小。
When we encounter difficulty, if we are afraid, then our strength will weaken.
好，我们看箴言的24章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的24章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
第十节。
Verse 10.
请。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
这个地方讲，你在患难之日若胆怯，你的力量就微小。哦，所以一旦胆怯，我们就没有力量来面对我们的困难。
If we are afraid, we will not have the strength to face our adversity.
那怎么样让我们不会胆怯
？So how can we not be afraid？
如果我们再回来看出埃及记的14章。
If we turn back to Exodus chapter 14。
出埃及记14章的14节。
Exodus chapter 14 verse 14。
这个地方讲，神必为你们征战。
It says the Lord will fight for you。
你们只管静默无声。
And you shall hold your peace.
这里讲神要为你征战。
The Lord will fight for you.
因此如果我们一直整个头脑都在看这个困难。
If our mind is filled with our difficulties.
好像彼得走在水面上。
For example, when Peter was walking on the water,
因为主耶稣告诉他说：“你来，他信了，他就可以走在水面上。”
Because Jesus said that he could come to him, Peter believed and he stepped out onto the water.
但是当彼得一看到风浪
，But when Peter saw the wind,
他就沉下去了。
He began to sink.
因为一看到风浪就掉下去了，他就害怕。
When he saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid and he began to sink.
因此。我们遇到困难要仰望主耶稣。
Therefore, when we also encounter hardship, we need to look at Jesus.
那我们的力量是从神来的。
And our strength will come from Him.
所以是四节的下半句。
Verse 14 says,
只管静默无声。
You shall hold your peace.
为什么要静默无声
？Why do you hold your peace？
如果我们不知道如何是好的时候，要怎么办
？If we do not know what is good, what do we do？
也真的有时候我们遇到很多事情我们不晓得怎么办，那要怎么办
？Often when we encounter situations, we really do not know what to do. Then what do we do？
圣经给我们的建议就是。要静默无声。
The advice that the scripture gives us is to hold our peace.
因为当我们遇到困难不晓得怎么办的时候，我们很容易像以色列民在红海旁边开始讲没有信心的话，埋怨的话。
Because if we do not know what to do, then it is very easy to follow the response of the Israelites, which was to start complaining and speak faithless words.
那这个静默无声圣经以赛亚书里面讲，得力在乎归回安息，得救在乎 归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。
And so, what does it mean to hold your peace? The book of Isaiah says that in returning and rest is your salvation, your strength.
一个人如果心情能够平静下来，
if we can become quiet,
他才能够从神得到力量。
Then we can regain strength from the Lord.
好，我们现在看诗篇的四十六篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 46.
诗篇的四十六篇。
Psalm 46.
第十节。
Psalm 46, verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
46 verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
这个中文说你们要休息，英文说 be still, 也就是说你们要安静，因为要知道我是神。
It says here that we are to be still to know that God is there.
所以因为有神的同在，我们心可以安静来仰望他，依靠他。
When we realize that God is with us, then we can be still and rely on Him.
我们看第一节啊，四十六篇第一节。
Let us also read verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
第二节。
Verse 2. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
第三节。
Verse 3. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
第四节。
Verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
这里讲有一个河，有一个分泌，是神的神欢喜，那个城就是指的教会。
It says here that there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. The city of God is the church.
那个河就是指的圣灵。
And the streams of this water represents the Holy Spirit.
那这城是至高者的居所，教会是神的居所。
The city of God is the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
那第五节。
Verse 5.
神在其中，城一定不会动摇。
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved.
到天亮，神要帮助这个城。
God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
所以我们在困难中要安静下来，要回归向神，我们就可以得到力量。
Therefore, when we are in the midst of trouble, we need to quiet ourselves and return to God, and then we will regain strength.
神一定会让为我们征战。
God will fight for us.
所以我们回来看出埃及记十四章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记的十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
十五节。
Verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward.
这个地方讲，神说，你为什么向我哀求呢？摩西也向神哀求。
So even Moses was crying to God.
但是摩西一哀求神，神就回应了。
But when Moses cried to God, God responded.
所以要服侍神，其实就是站在神跟人中间。
To serve God is actually to stand between other people and God.
所以摩西站在以色列百姓中面前来传达神的旨意。
So Moses stood in the middle and he was communicating the will of God to the people.
到现在，摩西在神的面前来为以色列百姓代求。
And here he was standing before God. Praying on the people's behalf.
所以我们在教会服侍神，其实就是站在神跟人的中间。
And so when we are serving in the church, actually, we are standing in the middle between God and his people.
哦，所以神就告诉他要往前走。
And so God said to Moses, "Go forward."
那十六节，你手拿着杖，把海水分开。
In verse 16, he says, "Lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it."
这个杖就是代表神的同在，代表神的权柄和能力。
The rod represents God's abidance, His authority, and strength.
所以今天神给我们这个杖，就是圣灵所给我们的权柄跟能力。
And so the rod God gives us today is the Holy Spirit, which represents His authority and strength.
因此如果我们常常祷告被圣灵充满。
So if we often pray, we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够像彼得一样在监牢里面非常的平安。
Then we can be like Peter in the jail where he was at peace.
到最后甚至监牢的门都开了，他可以出来。
Even ultimately the doors of the jail were opened and he was released.
如果我们被圣灵充满，神的能力充满。
If we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
就像保罗写的腓立比书。
Then it will be like what Paul wrote in the book of Philippians.
虽然在监牢里面。
Even though he was in prison.
神继续带领与他同在。
God continued to be with him and guide him.
所以他满有平安。
And so he was filled with peace.
以后就从监牢里面出来继续服侍神。
And he was able to walk out of prison and continue to serve the Lord.
神必为我们征战。
God will fight for us.
从我们受洗那一天开始。
From the day that we are baptized.
一直到我们进天国。
Until the day we enter the heavenly kingdom.
神必为我们征战。
God will fight for us.
我们一定会得胜。
And we will surely be victorious.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
429首
429
感谢主，我们要来做结束的祷告。
Thank God, we are now going to make our concluding prayer.
摩西的手上有一根杖。
In the hand of Moses, there was a rod.
就代表神的权柄跟能力。
It represented the authority and power of God.
但是在新约时代
In the New Testament,
主耶稣说，你们要在耶路撒冷等候，只等到上头来的能力。
Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the power from on high.
所以那个权柄能力就是借着圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
And this power descends upon us through the Holy Spirit, was poured upon us through the Holy Spirit.
为主打美好的仗。
So that we can fight the good fight for the Lord.
我们最后来祷告，求主的圣灵充满我们。
So in our prayer, we ask that His Holy Spirit fill us.
我们大概15分钟，时间到我摇铃。
We will pray for about 15 minutes, and I will ring the bell to conclude.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
我们今天下午的聚会就到这里结束。
This concludes our Sabbath afternoon service.
愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you.